This is MSG Mic'd Up with the latest news and stories from across the Joint Base.
And welcome back, everyone, to episode 8 of the MSG Mic'd Up podcast. Today, we are going to be covering the Get Connected Club here on JBMTL.
And if you didn't notice, A1C Heather Vasquez is back now in the co-host seat. So welcome back. We're excited to have her here as a host. But as she said, today we're going to talk about the JBMTL Get Connected Club. And first we have Ms. Janice Doss, who's the Violence and Suicide Prevention Program Manager for the base. And she's also the JBMTL Get Connected Mentor. So Janice, can you tell us a little bit about the program?
Oh, sure. And thank you all for having us here today. The Get Connected Club's the biggest concept that I can tell you about it. It's kind of similar to the college campuses. It's about connecting people who have similar interests that like to do the same thing so that we can find that certain person who likes to go play tennis or play basketball or gaming or whatever it may be. So that's what we're about here. It's about us coming together as a community, taking care of each other, and making sure everybody is a part of this great community on JBMDL. So what I'd like to do now is, though, I'd really like to introduce you to the president and the vice president of the Get Connected Club. And our president is Tech Sergeant Justin Scott. And then we have Tech Sergeant Christopher Long. So go ahead and take it from here.
All right. Well, I'm Technical Sergeant Justin Scott. Hello to everyone out there in internet land. I'm currently the president of the Get Connected Council, and we are here today to answer some questions. I don't want to take up too much of my counterpart's time, the man who makes things happen. That's Vice President Sergeant Long.
And as you said, I am Technical Sergeant Christopher Long. I am currently the NCYC of the Base Honor Guard, and very proudly to do so, which allows me to actually interact with a bunch of young airmen and get to hear what their interests are, which is a vital role in playing a part in Get Connected, so I know what people might be interested in and kind of piquing their interests to gain some extra clubs and get them involved in the clubs that they want to be involved in.
All right, well, obviously one of us here has a voice for radio. So
I get told all the time. I have a face for radio. Yes.
Yeah. Great speaker. So how long has this been going on? Because I've kind of heard about it here and there the past couple months, but how long has it actually been here on JBMTL?
So it's been for about 5-ish months officially, 7 or 8 if you count the initial talks, because it really started with the last Comprehensive Airman Fitness Day.
Oh, wow.
Janice actually had a bunch of people come in. She advertised it, as most people do, for their sessions on CAF Day. And she was saying, hey, this is Get Connected. And I've encountered similar initiatives at my previous base, and that was something that I was really excited to be a part of.
For me, I came in off of Sergeant Scott. We were both part of another council, and he brought up the idea, and I was like, this sounds awesome. I love, I'm a man of many, many interests. I have a lot of hobbies, and getting people out and getting them involved and getting involved with, hanging out with each other and similar interests was definitely of big interest to me. And I have a great working relationship with Ms. Doss as well. So it was just, it was great for us to get the ball rolling just a few months ago, and just in that amount of time, we're already up to 18 clubs, which is pretty awesome.
Wow.
I mean, we haven't been able to get the word out as much as we'd like to, but one of our best events that we just had was at the Decennial Summer Concert Series. Mm-hmm. Where we had a tent, and we had a bunch of swag we were trying to give away, and you gotta get the swag because you gotta get the interest.
Yeah, people love free stuff.
No, that's true. That's
yes.
True.
So they came by our table and they say, oh, what's this free swag? Well, it's this, but how about you, what's your hobbies? What do you like to do? And that usually gets their interest. I also rode my dirt bike over there, which gained a lot of interest. Get people walking by, ooh, whose bike is that? I'm like, that's my bike. Let me tell you about the Dirty Devils, that club I just started. So it's all about getting the word out and trying to gain that interest. And we're slowly getting there. But just in that amount of time, we've done a lot of hard work between myself, Sergeant Scott, and our other parts. We have Airman Kneerum.
Kneerum. Yes, that's a common mistake. It's okay.
Yes,
the K is silent. But Senior Airman Kneerum, he works with me in the power production shop of civil engineering. And he's been our secretary, but between all three of us, there's been TDY and work and all those things. And just starting any new initiative like this can be a little rocky at first. But he is currently our secretary, and also we'd like to plug our social media guru, as we like to call it, A1C Esmeralda Almost. Almost, excuse me.
Almost,
sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
I first interacted with her in the honor guard, as I said, in COIC. So it was, I noticed from the first day that she came to us that she was such a social butterfly, mm-hmm. big personality. And I know that she was always on her phone. So I was like, she seems like the kind of person that we
nice.
Need. And not just that, she's younger. No, no offense to any of us on this team, on this side of the table, but she had a different perspective than we do on some things, especially when it comes to social media. She has a lot of great ideas for social media and how to get us out there, and she's helped us build a Facebook page where we got a Snapchat filter that we were at the Disney concert series. It's just, she has a lot of great ideas.
We're sold. We want to join a club. We want to see what 18 clubs are already out there. Where we go to see where that information's at?
If you can get to the main JBMDL page, jbmdl.jb.mil, you will see Get Connected on the main page. And so all you have to do is just click on there and you can actually see a list of clubs that have been established or prospective clubs.
Okay.
And so we have people that will email us that we come across and it's like, okay, so I see there's no camping club. Are you interested in this one? So you can click on it and it will either have the POC info if we have a club already, or mm-hmm. it will say, you interested in starting this club? Mm-hmm. Because so often I've come across people that are like, hey, there should really be a club. And I'm like, there should be, shouldn't there? And I just look at them and kind of give them the wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And so it's really one of the things that sells itself, I feel, because this is all about people and what they like. This is not a product that we are trying to sell and advertise and market per se. But if you are interested, that is our main funneling point for people. If you go to that website, we also, if you see our flyer around base, we have a QR code on there that will take you to the main Get Connected club page, and it will have our org box on there and Janice's contact info.
Are there any requirements for starting a club? People, stuff like that, a number?
There is no number required. I started my club with just me. I was like, I want to go out and I want to ride dirt bikes and I want to have friends to ride with, because you never want to ride alone, just in case you take a fall somewhere and you have somebody help you.
True.
So I got out there, and oddly enough, as I started getting this club in the talks, I was in a professional enhancement seminar, and the gentleman sitting next to me was an NCO who was also a dirt bike rider. And we just did our introductions as you do in, you know, most classes. Nice. And it was just just happened that way, as serendipitous as it may be. And he was just, hey, I like dirt bikes. You like dirt bikes? I was like, all right, buddy, let's go ride. And, you know, immediately, within 2 weeks, we were riding dirt bikes. And we're hoping to get the word out more. And that's all it takes. Do you like something? Yes. All right, start a club. You know, Sergeant Scott over here, he has a great club that I'm sure he'd like to talk about as well.
Sure, I'll take this opportunity. So I am currently the club lead for Tabletops in Blue. So for some of you old heads in the Air Force, you'll remember Tops in Blue, so you'll appreciate the pun. But I am also a huge Dungeons & Dragons fan. I've been playing for a few years. And so that's what my club is centered around. And I actually started my first chapter at my last base under the similar initiative that I mentioned earlier, because at Robbins, it was called Robbins Resilience. Actually, yeah, Building Resilient Airmen. And that kind of led me to this when I got here, because I wanted to start another chapter. And then I saw Janice's advertisement for Get Connected, and I was like, I got to get in on this. So currently I'm without a home because I was at the Fort Dix Recreation Center. It's closed down right now, trying to get its HVAC set up. But that's really the whole idea behind it, is that we are gathering all these disparate people that may not know that there are people out there, and consolidating them, because it's all about using these resources to get people to do what they like to do already.
What are some of the other board games that y'all play in that club?
So we have played quite a few unique games. There was one that was called Potion Explosion that I enjoyed. It's basically a simulated version of a Match 3 game that you would play on your phone.
Okay.
But it's marbles, and so every time you would take out a match, you could create chain reactions with your potions, and then certain combinations impose status effects on other people, which, again, that's something that appeals to me as a D&D head. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So it's you know, killing stuff, getting loot. Not with Potion Explosion, obviously, but that's kind of me in a nutshell, because I also grew up playing a lot of video games, too. I'm a huge nerd, so typically the tabletop games that we play kind of revolve around that, but we do a wide range of things. We have super complicated ones, and we have really easy ones to pick up and play.
Sounds Sounds like a very specific group of people.
Not necessarily.
I mean, he may say, yeah, he's a big nerd, and you may think just because I ride dirt bikes, I'm not into this. I love board games. My wife and I, we spend almost, we make it a point to, at least one day a week, we turn off the TV, we leave the phones away, and we have a, you know, a come out night where all we do is we sit at the dining room table and play board games.
Uno. I love some Uno.
It's not quite a Uno. Board game. We do have Guess Who. We do have the original Guess Who. I
like to keep my friends, so I don't play Uno very often.
It's one of those dangerous games.
It's true. It's like Monopoly.
Now, question about, like I said, it sounds like a specific group of people, but there could be a lot of different walks of life there. Also, something I was curious about, is it just Air Force, or could the other branches join too here on JBMDL?
Well, it's oddly enough that you asked that question, because we do actually have groups that are Lakehurst. Dix is close enough to where we don't have to mm-hmm. worry about that, but I know Lakehurst, that they have a music group that's actually in the process of looking at blending with our McGuire music group and having like a co-mingled music group, so, you know, they can get together and perform together. So we're trying to do the best we can to blend all military branches, all ranks, regardless of where you come from, mm-hmm. as long as you have that same interest. But there are some clubs that do exist only on there, because it is a bit of a drive. So yeah, sometimes you have that barrier.
That is cool. I had not thought about the fact that it would give you the opportunity to talk to people from the other services and other branches. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And that was one of the main draws for me, too, being at a joint base, because something like this started at an Air Force base is still, it's a great thing, obviously, but now that's compounded. Like, you're taking this thing to scale almost on a joint base.
Way bigger scale.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if I could add just one more thing to this. Spouses can start a club. A spouse has started a tennis club already.
That's true.
We're going to have these strolling warriors or mommies and daddies down there that spouses do. Spouses club, so retirees can start a club, and the civilians can start a club. Oh. So it's open to anybody that's affiliated with JBMDL can get on here, and it is not military affiliated. So your club is your club. We do not have oversight of your club. That belongs to your club members.
So if you get a club approved, what does that get you? So it gets you listed on the site. Is there?
That's true.
Is that the main thing? Is that now you're listed on the hub?
Well, and so, what helps with, whether it's, you know, Sergeant Scott, myself, Airman Niram, or Airman Omos, or whoever else we may get on the council, we're kind of helping, whether it's promoting those clubs, getting the more members, okay, making sure that they're, if that person who is the club lead is getting rid of the PCS or getting out, or maybe just leaving the area, club gets passed on to the next person and it doesn't just get left dead mm-hmm. in the water. We want to make sure that we have continuity is the biggest thing that we're going to be in charge of, and it's not we're ruling over these clubs. We're just trying to help. That's all we're here for, is continuity and assistance.
What about space? So I know you mentioned that the Dix Rec Center is closed down. Do you all have recommendations for someone? So if you say, hey, I want to meet up with my group once a month, but I'm not sure what space is available, are you able to provide recommendations on locations for something like that?
Yeah, since I'm the one, I kind of approve the clubs, and talking to these two, we kind of approve the clubs. If they need a space, I help them.
Excellent.
To,
okay.
Chief Fitch and I will talk around, and we'll talk to other wing commanders or chiefs and ask them, where can we help them find a location? So we will help you find that location and mm-hmm. get that club started.
That's really another thing that's a main selling point for me, is that we keep our fingers out of the pie. Mm-hmm. We are here to provide people resources that they normally may not have, whether it is a meeting space or it's the marketing side of things. Getting people on the splash page and the PowerPoint that comes up when people log into their computers is a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And so we are working on rotating clubs every week. So it's featured club of the week. That's something that's in the works. So it's just one of those things that is a really unique opportunity and something that is really cool to pull all these people together and to see stuff happen.
I think this is really neat. So have you all seen meetup.com? So meetup.com is kind of, in the commercial world, it's the meetup way to get people together to join a club, but that costs money and they're not going to give you a space, not going to help you do anything, and not going to really advertise on the base. So this is really exciting that this other option is out there that may be a lot easier and gets you access to the people that are on the base in the local area more than meetup.com or something else like that.
That's correct. And one thing that's actually unique that's coming up is we have a, what we're calling it, like membership drive or get connected day, essentially. July 23rd, we're going to be at Tommy B's from 11 o'clock until about 1 o'clock. And it's going to be kind of like if you've ever been to a college campus, kind of like Rush Week, where you come in, you come on a campus, you got all these tables set up, you have the fraternities over here, you have the band nerds over here, you have people like him with wearing dunce caps for Dungeons and Dragons over here.
It's a wizard hat.
I'm sorry. And it's that kind of setup where we're, you know, all of our clubs are going to have their own tables set up where you kind of go around the room, because we have that big ballroom in Tommy B's. You kind of go around the room, and if you're interested in a club, talk to the club leads or whoever is there representing that club. Or if you want to start your own club, you know, Miss Doss or someone will be there manning a table, writing down your information like, hey, start a club. Hey, go set up a table over there. This is now your club.
So like a club fair.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's awesome. That's such an awesome concept. Especially for, I'm an airman, especially an airman in the dorm. Like, it's, you're going to be at Tommy B's, and it's just to go stroll through there and just get connected. It's a very easy way to get connected.
Get connected. See what you did there.
I see what you did.
We're also going to be at Dormapalooza, too, so it's going to be super convenient for dorm residents.
Nice. Especially, also another thing y'all could do is dorm dinners. So the chapel puts on the dorm dinners, which is just them bringing food to one of the big day rooms here at the dorms, and it's just a way to get the airmen together and to talk and to eat, and it's just like talk to each other,
get
connect.
Off your phones.
Yes, because it's really easy for airmen to just get in the mindset of go to work, go home, go to work, go home, go to work, go home. Yeah. So I think that'd be awesome. Yeah.
All right, what's the most unique club that you have right now, do you think?
That's a subjective question.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, there's...
What are some examples out there, then?
Currently what we have is, we have yarn work, combat laser tag.
Okay.
I'm not sure what all that entails, but I'm sure whoever that club lead ends up being, you can click on the link on the JBM Dale website, and that'll be the club lead to talk about that. Ultimate Frisbee. Oddly enough, we were just talking about Ultimate Frisbee offline before the interview started. We have, LGBTQ, we have guitar, board games, photography, running, spoken word, tennis. My wife actually saw the tent when at the concert, and she saw tennis. I was like, I didn't even think about telling you. I mean, because she doesn't like to get involved like to get involved on base and in military stuff. She likes to be her own person. She's not a military spouse. She's Laura. That's who she is.
Sounds like my wife.
I'm all for that. But she saw that. She's like, ooh, I could have friends to play tennis with, because, and that's it. She loves playing tennis, but there's most of her friends aren't really into that. From South Jersey, or there's not really anywhere to do that. And so it's about connecting. Sergeant Scott was saying, even though she's not military, she saw that interest, and she'll be able to have more friends to talk to.
So to kind of work off of that too, my wife is very similar, but she also was discussing the prospect of a childcare swap group or club, which is something that is sorely needed, because not everybody can afford childcare all the time, or it's just the coordination piece. And so it would be a very appropriate area and kind of a place that's unaddressed for people to come together and start that. And that was kind of one of those instances where she was like, somebody should start that. I'm like, yeah, if only you knew somebody that had the infrastructure in place and knew the people to talk to do that stuff. And gave her like the nudge in the ribs, which didn't go over well. But the answer to the question, I think, is really, that's another beautiful piece of this, is that the clubs are as unique as the people that start them and the people that staff them. Because it is really up to the club leads, and the primary limit is their imagination. Like, we're here as a support and not as guardrails. And so it's as unique as you want to make it. You know, Dungeons and Dragons is one of those things where it's like, even within that, you have a diversity of people. One of those things that, in my opinion, kind of tells you a lot about a person, like what class they play, you know, what kind of weapons they like to use, whether or not they're spellcasters. But it's, you know, that taking that up to scale too, you have people that are interested in military history. We have our base historian that has a club as well.
That's true.
And so it's like, you're interested in learning about the base? Come on out. And so it is really an inclusive endeavor and organization, and that's the thing that probably excites me the most about it.
Awesome. I think that's a great way to close it up. So
thank you all for coming and talking about your clubs. We do hope to see more from Get Connected in the future. Don't forget to look out July 23rd at Tommy B's for the club fair. And everyone go out there and get connected. We'll be right back.